Newstalk 1450 KFIZ. Welcome back in on a Wednesday. Fond Elect today continuing from the AirTech Heating Studios. I guess you could call it the AirTech Heating and Cooling Studios with the warm temperatures we've had the last couple days. It's atypical for this time of the year, but we're going to enjoy it while it lasts for sure. As we continue on here this morning, it's time for our monthly conversation with our friends over at ASTOP and Ignition SSM Health Domestic Violence Services. Just the ASTOP half of that here this morning as we're joined by Ryanna Zuliger to tell us more about some services for the ASTOP, and we're going to talk about Sexual Assault Awareness Month. So Ryanna is kind enough to join us as always here on a Wednesday morning. Ryanna, thanks for joining us. How are you today?
Yes, absolutely. I'm doing well. It's funny you mentioned the weather because I have been sweating. I prefer cold weather. So
it's been a little bit different. I said it on the air on Monday. I was driving home from a small Easter gathering with my family, and I literally had to do a double take because my car thermometer said 76, and I had to make sure that was right because it was April 4th, and you're, you know, not used to that happening around this time of year. But it really was 76. We got to 78 on Monday, and again, I'm not going to be the one to complain about it. I know there's folks like yourself who love cold weather, so it's just kind of that adjustment period, right? We always have in April.
Exactly.
Well, let's start by reminding folks before we talk about Sexual Assault Awareness Month. For those who aren't familiar with ASTOP, tell us about ASTOP. What are some services that ASTOP provides our community?
Yeah, so we are, like you said, Sexual Assault Awareness Month. We are your sexual assault service provider for the Fond du Lac, Green Lake, and Washera counties. All of our services that we provide are focused on victims of sexual assault and making sure that they are getting the help that they need. So all of our services are for free. One of our most popular or most utilized services is our crisis line. That number is 920-926-5395. That crisis line is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for anyone who has experienced sexual violence, maybe having a panic attack or flashback about what has happened. We also provide advocacy, so accompaniment to the sexual assault kit examinations at a hospital, law enforcement reporting, or to court with there's a court proceeding with the sexual assault case. We also have services within our offices, so case management is where they will meet, a new person will meet with our case manager, and the case manager's job is to get them set up with any services that we provide or services that maybe we don't provide, like housing or food, and connect them with services in the community to make sure that all those needs are met. We also then have counseling in office, and via Zoom we've found through COVID we can do that too. So counseling is for, you know, kids and adults if they've been affected by sexual assault or if someone like very close to them has been affected, we can see them. And our counselors and some advocates also run our support groups that we have, a variety of those. You can always give us a call if you're interested in one of those. And then last but not least is our prevention education program, which is what I focus on. Normally, we're in the schools, really focusing on kids recognizing that there is a difference between a safe and unsafe touch and what they can do if they're feeling uncomfortable in those situations. Then as they get older, that does change a little bit into more real-world stuff like sexual abuse, sexual harassment, technology safety, and kind of like stuff that's pertinent to their lives at that point.
Mm-hmm. So it's Sexual Assault Awareness Month, and obviously, just like all the other awareness months, a very important one. What are some of the key things that ASTOP is focused on as we start the month of April and focus on sexual assault awareness?
Yeah, so April is always a special month for us because we're so excited to make sure that we are sharing the messages that, you know, we should be supporting survivors, raise awareness of the fact that it's happening in our communities. There is a different theme every year released by the National Sexual Violence Resource Center. This year's theme is We Can Build Safe Online Spaces. So really this month we're focusing on making sure that people are being safe online. Again, with COVID, we've noticed that we're online more often. You know, we've heard about Zoom bombings and people coming in or harassment online. So we really want to make sure that people have the tools that they need to create a safe online space and encourage others to be safe online as well.
What are some of the key steps, just in brief detail, that we can use to create a safe space online as part of this key theme?
Yeah, so like I mentioned with Zoom, you know, making sure that people have to be a registered Zoom user. that they have, you know, the passcode for it, and then you may be utilizing the waiting room feature. If we're talking about kids specifically, you know, educating them to not talk to people they don't know or don't meet up with people they don't know, making sure their social media is kind of locked down to a sense, of making sure they're not sharing too much, having their posts private, to only their friends that they know in real life, not adding people they don't know. So stuff that we've talked about, but just a good reminder, to make sure that, you know, we're not interacting with people who are unsafe online, and then always reporting if something unsafe does happen, any harassment or cyberbullying. We want to encourage kids to report as soon as they can.
We've all probably been there, whether you're a parent, whether you're, you've been a kid in the age of social media, or you have kids who are, you know, using all the different social media sites or all the different, you know, now online presences like Zoom, like you mentioned, that are out there. You know, things can happen. You still want to allow your kids to be able to connect with friends and follow their interests or whatever it may be. But it's important, as we talk about with a number of different folks in our community that are working on things just like this, it's important to make sure that that's being done safely, right?
Yes, exactly. We always want to make sure we're keeping our communities as safe as we can.
So with Sexual Assault Awareness Month, is there like an online resource, either with ASTOP or on a national scale or even a Wisconsin-based scale, that people can go to find out more information here this month?
Yes, there's all of those. So, like I mentioned, the National Sexual Violence Resource Center, so that's nsvrc.org. You can always visit astop.org, our Facebook page, ASTOP Sexual Abuse Center, any of our social medias. WCASA, so the Wisconsin Coalition Against Sexual Assault, is also a great statewide resource, too.
Very cool. Ryan, I know you wanted to mention ASTOP has a cash raffle that's going on.
Yes, and I hope people have already seen some of our marketing for it, some of the stuff online or throughout the community. We're really excited about this. So we are doing this as a fundraiser for April. Tickets are only $10 a piece, and they are available through the end of the month, through Friday, April 30th. You can call our ASAP office. So like I mentioned, it's 920-926-5395 to purchase a ticket. They can also be purchased at our Wautoma office out in Washera County, or in our Fond du Lac office, Becky's Cottage Floral, over at 435 West Scott Street, Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 4. They're available there. We've also collaborated with Annie's Cafe on Main Street. They are open Tuesday through Saturday. Euphoria Hair Salon on Johnson Street. They have varying hours, but Monday through Friday between 10 and 3, and then Saturdays 9 to 1. And then the tickets are also available at Hoppers Monday through Friday 9 to 5. And if you do choose to buy a ticket, how that works is on weekdays, Monday through Friday during the month of May, you can win either $25 or $50 depending on the day. You do receive a calendar with the amounts when you purchase a ticket on which day it is. And then everyone gets entered into the grand prize drawing of $500, which will be on May 28th. So we could not have done this without our sponsors. We do have gold sponsors that we wanted to thank. So Ignesian Healthcare SSM Health has helped us with this. C.D. Smith, the Congregation of the Sisters of St. Ignace, Evie and Rick Schaefer, the Eden's Lions Club, Festival Foods, and Society Insurance have all helped us with making this huge fundraiser possible. But yes, you get to win cash. So that's something I think that everyone can always, you know, get excited about and want to be a part of. So like I mentioned, give us a call if you're interested in purchasing any of those tickets. I know I kind of ran through those places pretty quickly, but if you're interested, it is on our Facebook. It is, you know, at our office if anyone would like to purchase those tickets.
Very cool. Cash is always a great prize and always something some people want to win, right?
Uh-huh. As my dad says, cash is king.
That is true. That is true. Randa, before we let you go, I know you wanted to mention as part of Sexual Assault Awareness Month, ASTOP is working to help celebrate, I guess, Denim Day coming up later on this month, too.
Yes, there is so much happening. I feel like we needed a longer spot this month. But so Denim Day is at the end of the month, and we observed Denim Day in response to a sexual assault case that took place back in the early 90s. So right around the time that ASTOP was getting started, there was a case that was overturned over in Italy because the perpetrator of the assault argued that the victim was wearing such tight denim jeans that he could not have removed them himself. So since she helped him remove them, the act was consensual, which we know that that's not true. That's still sexual assault. There could have been threats involved, and when people are under a high-stress situation, they may remove their clothing if someone asks them to because they don't want to get physically hurt. So when that took place, obviously, as there should have been an uproar, there was. And so women in Italian government decided to go sit on the steps of the Supreme Court wearing jeans and call attention to the fact that that wasn't okay. Thankfully, the case then got, like, re-overturned, and the perpetrator did go back to jail. But when that took place, it was a reminder that, you know, whatever someone's wearing does not mean that they consent to sex. So no means no. Clothing is not consent. And on Wednesday, April 28th, is when Denim Day is. And so we ask people to wear denim and share that information. So we also are having T-shirts, too, available for purchase. So, again, you can contact our office for more information about that. They are only available through next Monday, the 12th, to purchase so that we can get them in time for Denim Day. So the best place to find out all of this information is our Facebook page. So just search ASAP Sexual Abuse Center on Facebook, or you can always give us a call if you're not on Facebook or online.
Excellent, Rianna. Thanks, as always, for your time. We'll talk again next month.
Yes, thank you.